Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today. Let me invite you to join in each day as we discuss the issues. As we discuss the issues, let me remind you that you're always invited to call. You can call 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone number gets your call directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can have dialogue and discussion on the issue each and every day. It's always our joy to have you on board. We always look forward to your input, your insight, your questions, and your dialogue on the issues. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you once again, we do so based on the full authority of the Word of God. It's not a matter of denominational dogma or rites and rituals, rules and regulations. It's not based on political, ideological bent. It's based on a biblical worldview. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." He made that statement to his disciples in John 8:31-32. And then in John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, "I am truth." And then, ladies and gentlemen, he tells us what truth is. He says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." And so, ladies and gentlemen, when we're seeking for truth, all we need to do is open the Word of God. The Word of God, from cover to cover, from Genesis through the book of the Revelation, is truth. It is God's divine, progressive revelation of himself to man. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We need to speak truth. Zechariah 8:6 says, "Speak every man truth to his neighbors." But ladies and gentlemen, we're in a society today where it seems as though people do not want to hear the truth. If you don't believe that, just watch the phony news on television, the drive-by media, the fake news, and you'll find that they're not concerned about truth at all. They'll take a tidbit of truth and they'll twist it out of joint and they'll make it say something that it does not say. Many people do that today. That causes the problem in society, perhaps more than anything else. This is the reason George Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we're finding a revulsion, a rebellion, rejection, and a ridicule of truth today, more than ever in the history of our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of equipment for homeowners, brands like Honda and Echo, including all of the lawnmowers and all of the equipment that is necessary to keep your grounds. It also has a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment and hurricane cleanup equipment. It has a full line of Honda generators, a knowledgeable staff of men that can explain to you and answer all your questions about power backup. Tools for Time, located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection, ladies and gentlemen, of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's where the giant flag flies, the American flag, flowing 24/7. Find the flag at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295. The base of that flag, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious issue today. Of course, I view all of the issues that we cover as being serious. We should recognize and understand what's happening in our society today. We need to recognize the dangers that looms before us. We're talking about today, divided by the cross. Divided by the cross. or if you'd like to have another title, ladies and gentlemen, The Secularist War on America. The Secularist War on America. Recently, and perhaps you've heard it, been tidbits of it on some of the news. I don't even know if the Communist Network News has said anything about it at all. Fox News has touched a couple of times on it. There have been other sources, online news, that touched on it a little. But recently, the Attorney General William Barr spoke at Duke University's law school, where he warned of the secularization of America. So let's start by asking the very serious question. Just what is the definition of secularism? Here's the brief introduction, and we'll talk about it further during the course of the broadcast. This article says U.S. Attorney General William Barr blames secularism for society's ills. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I believe that we're hearing something from the Attorney General William Barr that you don't hear from pulpits. They were not hearing from preachers, pastors, or churches. They were not hearing from denominational leaders. We're not hearing the hue and cry about secularism and what it's doing in relationship to the destruction of the morals and the ethics and the values in our nation. We're not understanding the nexus between secularism and the decline of the church, secularism and the decline of the morals and ethics in our nation. We're not understanding the nexus between secularism and the apostasy that's taking place in our churches and among so-called believers today. The article says, U.S. Attorney General William Barr blames secularism for society's ills. Lawyers must, he's speaking at the law school at Duke University, lawyers must unite to take a stand against secularism, which poses a grave threat to Christian-based morality in America. Now, that's the lead line on this article. I don't know if you've heard Attorney General Barr. I am told by a blurb about his background that he is a serious moralist. He is has a serious view on God and the Bible. And so I believe that we need voices like this to take a stand today from pulpits, not just from the Attorney General. Barr, let me read you some of the article. Barr claimed that an assault on organized religion by secularists has created a host of societal ills, especially the breakdown of the families. Quote, we must be vigilant to resist efforts by forces of secularization to drive religious viewpoints from the public square and to impinge upon our exercise of our faith, end quote. Barr further stated, said the nation's founders were Christians who thought religion was indispensable to a free democracy. But over the past 50 years, the Judeo-Christian moral values upon which the nation was founded have increasingly come under attack by today's secularists. Further in the article, he says, and I quote, I'm quoting U.S. Attorney General William Barr. By any honest assessment, the consequences of this moral upheaval have been grim. Virtually every measure of social pathology continues to gain ground. Along with the wreckage of the family, we're seeing record levels of depression, mental illness, dispirited young people, soaring suicide rates, increasing numbers of alienated young males, and increase in senseless violence and the deadly drug epidemic, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, you would think that that would be statements coming from pastors. You would think that statements like that should come from preachers and those in the pulpits and those that are preaching and teaching, thus saith the word of God. But we have silence in our pulpits today. We have those that are in pulpits that have been in the mega churches that have abandoned their faith, stated that they have abandoned Christianity. They've given up on Christianity. We're watching pastors in the pulpits today preach pablum. We're watching them preach voodoo theology, as I've called it. Preaching and teaching cotton candy theology, goosebump theology, or kitchen theology, rather than preaching the whole counsel of the Word of God. We're watching that take place today, and yet we're wondering why the church is ineffective, wondering why the church has no power and no authority in this secularized society in which we're living in. Here's an article. We need to ask the question, what is secularization? This article says, In the last few decades, Western society has become increasingly secularized, meaning, listen, that religion plays a less prominent role. The shift represents a dramatic cultural change. Secularization is a cultural transition in which religious values are replaced with non-religious values. In the process, religious figureheads, such as a church leader, loses their authority and influence over society. May I quote that again, ladies and gentlemen? It's the basis of what we're talking about on this broadcast today. You need to get a grasp of what we're talking about. It's a very broad, very serious, very pronounced subject. Most are not familiar with as to the cause and effect. You need to look at the cause and the consequences and the effect, and then look at the cure. What is the cure for the scenario of which we're talking about? This article, it is from an Oxford research. What is secularization? Secularization in the last few decades, Western society has become increasingly secularized, meaning that religion, if you want to transpose that and say the Judeo-Christian faith, religion plays a less important role. The shift represents a dramatic cultural change. Secularization is a cultural transition in which religious values, if you want to make a addition to that, biblical worldview values, are gradually replaced with non-religious, non-Christian, non-Judeo-Christian, non-biblical values. In the process, religious figureheads, such as a church and church leaders, lose their authority and influence over society. And this article further states, secularization has become a growing topic in more countries, modernized and shift away from religious values towards secular ones. Secularization has become a growing topic as more countries modernize and shift away from religious, Christian, Judeo-Christian values towards secular world values, world truths, rather than the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the increase of a secularized worldview today. We're watching a decrease in the moral, ethical values of the society in our nation today. We're watching the biblical worldview decline and the secular worldview increase. Now, if you don't believe that, all you got to do is look to Washington. Look at anything that takes place on the local level with our governance and governing body. Watch anything that takes place in the capital of any state. Watch the laws that are being promulgated and passed. Look at the modus operandi in which it is done. All we've got to do is look at what has taken place in the last 3 years with President Trump and the attempt to undermine and tear down and destroy because of the so-called progressive movement. And with that progressive movement, there's the secularization that says we deny God, we disallow God, we disavow God, we simply dilute anything that's called godly and spirituality. Therefore, there seems to be an open door to the destruction of anything that's called morals and ethics and values. And anything that the president wanted to do to shore up and to give strength and power and authority for the church in America has been undermined by the secularists, the socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats in Washington. And I say communist because, ladies and gentlemen, socialism is simply communism light. You'll never see a nation that's gone socialism that did not eventually fully embrace what is called communism. I can say one thing about Bernie Sanders. Out of listening to all of the 20 socialist, Marxist, communist Democratic candidates for president, I believe Bernie Sanders is probably the most honest one of them all. This morning's news, he was talking about Elizabeth Warren. He says, we'll never agree because she says she's a capitalist, regardless of what she says. And he says, I am a socialist. Will not allow the wealthy to contain their wealth and it be at the disparaging end result of other parts of society that do not have the wealth. In other words, he's going to take your money, my money, and others' dollars. He's going to take that and give it to those that do nothing. Take that and share it with those that are not working. Well, socialism has never worked in any nation, any continent, on any part of the globe, in any part of history. But yet he claims that that's what he is. But his numbers have fallen dramatically. He stands now at about 11% with the Democrats and a 30% rate, I believe it is, as of this morning for Elizabeth Warren. It frightens me to death to think about a Warren presidency, a total socialist, secularist mindset that is antithetical to anything that's called biblical truth. But ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the increase of secularism in the secular worldview and a decrease of the biblical worldview. And we see every day as the secular fake media and the socialist Marxist Democrats openly mock, openly deride, openly demean anything that's called Christian moral ethical values in our society. This is evident, ladies and gentlemen, in the rules and the regulations and the laws that are passed every year in America. I find it antithetical to anything that's called truth when we find these coming out of Washington with the laws that they're attempting to pass. And we'll talk about it in a moment with the House Bill 5 and the Senate Bill 788. Those are the two companion bills. I want to use that as the moral, immoral foundation for what we're going to say for the balance of this broadcast. Here's an article that says Barr, that's talking about William Barr. It's another vantage point of what he has said as he spoke to the lawyers at the Duke University Law School. Barr slams attacks on religious values. Subtitle, A.G. Barr says moral upheaval leading to all societal ills. In fact, this article further states, Attorney General William Barr decried attacks on religious values in his speech Friday, tying the movement of militant secularism to societal maladies, including the opioid epidemic and an increase in senseless violence. Listen to what he's saying, that as a result of a secularized mindset, as a result of the secularization of America, we find the opioid epidemic on the major, major, major increase, and the increase in senseless violence. Perhaps you've heard me say before, and may I insert it at this point, I've researched the last 40 mass murders, mass shootings, and out of the last 40, 100% of them were on some type of drugs. Some were what would be called opioids. Others were the psychotropic drugs that were prescribed by physicians that altered the mind. Overwhelming majority were on marijuana. And marijuana leads to the higher drug use, including the opioids, fentanyl, heroin, and other major hard drugs, as they're called. And it's because the way that is increasing, ladies and gentlemen, in America is because of a secularized worldview that says it's okay. And if you don't believe that, we'll touch on it further in this broadcast, look at what's happening across the nation with the legalization of marijuana. And finally, there's some that are admitting that marijuana is the open gateway to every other hard drug, including the opioids. And now here's the Attorney General William Barr that's saying the very same thing that pastors, preachers, teachers in the pulpits and in our churches ought to be saying and ought to be speaking against and should be standing up and speaking the truth in love. This article further says Barr, that's William Barr, outlined a grim vision of cultural trends, saying a moral upheaval and decades of efforts to undermine religion has given way to growing illegitimacy rates, drug use, anger, alienated young males, and a population associated recently with a spate of domestic attacks. Quote, the campaign to destroy the traditional moral order has coincided, and I believe has brought with it immense suffering and misery. And yet the forces of secularism, ignoring these tragic results, press on with every greater militancy. End quote. And further, William Barr says this, among the militant secularists are many so-called progressives, But where is the progress? Question mark. Barr asked. Those who defy the creed risk of figurative burning at the stake. Those who defy the creed risk a figurative burning at the stake. Societal, educational, and professional ostracism and exclusion waged through lawsuits and savage social media. End quote. What the Attorney General is saying, ladies and gentlemen, he's saying that in the secularistic society, with a secularized mindset, on the premise of progressivism, that if you refute it, if you stand against it, if you say no to it, then you stand the risk of a figurative, as he calls it, being burned at the stake. You stand the risk of educational and professional ostracism. You stand the risk of exclusion waged through lawsuits and savage social media. End quote. That's from William Barr, Attorney General. And what he is alluding to, ladies and gentlemen, is the secularistic mindset that embraces immorality, embraces everything that is ungodly and unholy. And as a result of that, you see Jack Wheeler with Sweet Cakes out of Colorado that's been prosecuted and persecuted now by the sodomite agenda out of Colorado for the past 5 years. He's been in a constant lawsuit battle. His case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Rather than them giving a decision, they remanded it back to the Supreme Court of the state of Colorado. Colorado remanded it back to the appeals courts, and the appeals courts, rather than dropping the case or dismissing it in some fashion, they have dug in the heels, and they're filing fresh new suits against Jack Wheeler with Sweet Cakes simply because, what was his crime? What did he do? He simply refused, based on a biblical worldview, he refused to bake a cake for a sodomite wedding. And ladies and gentlemen, William Barr, the Attorney General, in that remark, where they risk professional ostracism, exclusion waged through lawsuits and savage social media. The social media has savaged anything that's called morals and ethics and values. They've demeaned, decried, and degraded anything that's called biblical Christianity and moral spirituality in America. They will build up the one that supposedly come out of the closet and said openly, I'm a sodomite. They embrace people like Don Lemon and others that are on CNN and other networks that are living the in-your-face sodomite lifestyle. But they demean and decry anything that's called biblical Christianity and say that you're just a bigot, that you're just coming against that which is reality, that you just don't love people. Bill Maher, the sodomite that comes on some of the cable networks, said that Christians just want to put their finger in your eye. That's demeaning. And that's exactly what William Barr is saying in relationship to that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding today a mockery of Christianity. We're finding today a demise of Christianity. We're finding today the increase on secularism in our nation and the decrease of anything that's called morals, ethics, and biblical values. And ladies and gentlemen, the greatest evidence of that being on a federal level is through House Bill 5, and you've heard me speak about it several times on this broadcast. House Bill 5, called the Equality Act, promulgated by Nancy Pelosi, signed off by 240 of the socialist, Marxist, Democratic congressmen, and now in the House the Senate under Senate Bill 788, with 46 senators already signed on. And it's called the Equality Act, but ladies and gentlemen, it is promulgated by the LGBTQ sodomite agenda for America. It is promulgated by Planned Parenthood and those that hate Christianity, hate Christians, and hate the Bible, and hate a biblical worldview. It is a secularization of America via legislative promulgation in our society. House Bill 5 will make it, if it ever sees the daylight of law, it will make it illegal for a church to require a biblical worldview agreement by any employee. It will make it illegal. You'll be persecuted and prosecuted if you, as a church or a pastor, speak audibly against the LGBTQ leadership and the LGBTQ lifestyle. It will be considered hate speech. a church will be persecuted and closed if it prints, promulgates, publishes, and carries out the distribution of any literature that is against the LGBTQ. But ladies and gentlemen, ask the question, how can a church be a church and not stand against the LGBTQ, the sodomite lifestyle? How can a church be a church and stand for the Word of God and not stand against anything that's immoral, ungodly, and unholy? But this House Bill 5 will absolutely destroy the churches. It will destroy the Christian voice. It will absolutely circumvent our First Amendment right. It will circumvent anything that's called religious morality in the nation. It will destroy faith and family and the future of our families in the United States of America. And that's what William Barr, the Attorney General, was referring to when he made those remarks in that speech last Friday before the group of lawyers at Duke University Law School. He was very, very clear, very concise, very direct when he made that statement. But ladies and gentlemen, in today's society, we're celebrating an immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle. Listen very carefully, lest you've not heard me give the statistical data before. We're living in a nation where approximately 2% of society, and it's according to the CDC, according to the Pew Research poll, somewhere between 0.67% and 0.87% identify with the sodomite lifestyle. Let's just double that number and say that it's 4%. We're watching a 4% of those that are sexually dysphoric, that they have a confusion of their sexuality. Notwithstanding in Genesis 1:27, God created male and female, created he them, the scripture says. They've come up with now about 100 different sexual identities, and the identities that they talk about as being gender identity. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding a major promulgation of that lifestyle and that philosophy that is today even being embraced by multitudes, if not most, if not in fact all, of our denominations today. It's celebrating sin. It's celebrating that immoral lifestyle. And yet it's being persecuted and prosecuted by the system and by law. The churches and Christians that stand against that are being persecuted and prosecuted. If they do not promote the LGBTQ agenda, if pastors do not embrace it, if churches do not embrace it, pastors are under attack today across America, forcing many churches, many denominations, to accept the LGBTQ agenda in our churches and in our denominations. Ladies and gentlemen, America is a Christian nation founded on biblical values, founded on faith and God. Yet America is moving away from God. America is rapidly moving away from the church, and we're beginning to lose anything that's called authority in society. The church today, ladies and gentlemen, has lost its savor. The scripture says, with the Lord Jesus speaking in Matthew chapter 5, beginning with about verse 13, 14, 15 in that area. As I say to folks, it's in the right page, left column, about halfway down in my Bible, where the Lord Jesus Christ himself says, ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. It is a command. It's a mandate. It's a directive. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're saved, if you've been blood bought, Bible saved, born again, we are to be salt and light. Salt means we are a preservative in a decaying society. Light means we're illumination in a darkened world. And yet we find today the salt staying in the shaker, the light staying in the closet, and we have ceased to be the salt and light, the preservative and the illumination in the society in which God's put us in. That's allowing, ladies and gentlemen, the secularization of America to have a greater intensification and a higher speed at the undermining and the tearing down of morals and values and faith in the family in our nation. And it is a far cry from where God placed the church and what God would have us to be and do. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a top of the hour news break. Don't turn that dial. Hang in there. The best is yet to come. Stay tuned to Let's Face the Issues just after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.